Proverbs 11:22 says, "As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion." The old saying is that you can clean up the pig, but it will still be a pig. I've heard another version where you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. So putting a jewel of gold in a swine's snout will not suddenly make the swine look any less like a swine. And that's what it's like when you have a woman without discretion who happens to be fair, which is a reference to physical beauty, outward beauty, as in My Fair Lady. Most of us have known many men and women who were blessed with good looks, but cursed with an evil heart and a refusal to repent and be saved. I first ran into this in grade school. I was in the first grade, I believe, when a new girl showed up during the school year. She was very pretty, and the teacher introduced this little girl that I thought looked like a princess. She smiled and seemed nice, and I remember looking at her when I could without her noticing. She was just so pretty. As our text says, she was fair. Then recess came. As I saw her standing with some other kids that I was friends with, I just went ahead and walked over to be next to her. I was curious to hear her talk. I wanted to hear the sound of her voice and maybe even get to know her. And I approached, and they were all laughing. And it was one of those laughs, though, that you can hear when kids are being a little naughty. So I just stood to the side and listened. And suddenly, I heard this little princess talking. And before I knew what hit me, I was hearing words and things that I didn't even know existed. And the words I did know were never supposed to come out of a child's mouth. It was what I would later learn to be considered X-rated. I won't go into the content, but that little princess-looking thing shocked my ears. And I was getting some of that socialization. That the anti-homeschooler people are so worried about. I wouldn't become aware of this proverb for many years later, but I experienced it in the first grade. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. That little girl later ended up being a mess when she grew up. And of course, I've seen that play out many times in the near half century since that happened to me. It's not always in word, but also in deed, that many a fair woman shows no discretion and mars any outward beauty. It's where we get the saying, beauty is only skin deep. Another saying fits here is the fact that you can't always judge a book by its cover. And that's why it's important to take time to get to know people before putting your trust in them. Listen to them, but also wait to see them live out biblical principle. That's especially true when it comes to marriage. Many committed Christians end up in bad marriages and in divorce court because they base their judgment on the surface and didn't really get to know the heart of the person they marry. Sadly, unlike Jesus, who knew men's thoughts, according to Matthew 12:25 and Luke 6:8, we can't really know what's going on in the hearts and minds of others. We can only listen to their words and observe their actions. Then we must prayerfully enter into any relationships. And while we don't need to be overly suspicious of others, we also cannot ignore red flags and warning signs presented. Don't be judgmental, but be wise. That's the purpose of this proverb. It's to inform and to warn. It's directed explicitly to men. That pretty thing might be hiding a dark side, but it's implicitly warning us all, whether man or woman, whether it's a respected public servant or a preacher or a school teacher. It could be an old man or woman that reminds you of a sweet grandmother or uncle or aunt. Don't be fooled by the outward. Base your relationship with each person on their words and deeds, and never ignore the red flags and warning signs.